Okay, so today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Aleph. So the Mishnah on daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph says it's trying to explain the shiurim that you're chayef on carrying from one rishus to another rishus. You got more examples. Etzem kedei lasos tarvad. So you can't carry a bone. You're liable to carry if you carry a bone if it's enough to make a spoon. A small spoon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lasos menu chof, to make a key. Zechuchis, let's say if you do hold saw with glass, kedei ligror bo rosh hakarkar, in order to scrape the piece of wood that the head is sharp, I guess. You want to scrape it, I guess, to make the top of some kind of sharpened stick that the weavers use. So Rashi says, yesh la'orgin, la'orgin. If you carry a tsror, a small piece of wood, o even, or a stone.
Pebble.
A pebble, okay, right. Okay. So kedei lizrok ba'of, in order to throw out a bird to cause it to fly away. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, kedei lizrok ba'behema, in order to throw at an animal so that it runs away, which obviously is probably a little bit bigger. Okay, so the Gemara says, first dealing with a bone in order to make from it a small spoon. And Rabbi Huda says for a key. Labemra, do you mean to say the shiur of Rabbi Huda nafish, that the shiur of Rabbi Huda is more than the shiur of the Rabban? No, not kamalam the shiur of the Rabban nafish. We have a tradition, we saw this in the previous few dapim, that the shiur, the amount for the Rabbanon is actually more. And Rabbi Huda is more strict, that he requires a smaller shiur. So how can it be here, I guess, to make a key is larger than a small spoon. A key lock is larger than a small spoon. So Amar Ula, he says, Chafei Potachas. It's not really the whole lock. It's really like the key. It's really the teeth of the key, which is smaller than the small spoon that the Rabbanan said. Tadu Rabbanan, Chafei Potachas, the teeth of the lock of the key that is not, just have not been fixed into the key to Horim. They're not Mekabal Tuma, because as long as they're not connected, they're not fit for anything, and they're not considered a Kli. But kavan bib potachad, if you fix them, you inserted them into the key. So then tameim, they're makabal tuma. They're susceptible to tuma because they are a kli. Ve'im shel gal, and if it's not a key of kalim, but it's of the door of a building. And afal pisha chibron badela su kuvam b'masmerim tahorim. And even if you connected this to the door, and you fixed it with nails, so then it's permanent, it's still tahor. Why? Shekala mechubar lekarka harei ukekarka. That anything that is connected to the ground has the same status as the ground. It's mechubar lekarka, and anything that's mechubar lekarka, it's kekarka. It's not makabel tuma. Okay, zechuchis. So what about glass? If you carry glass, that's kedei ligror bo. That's in order to scrape the top of this kli, this weaver's utensil. So the Gemara wants to bring a braisa when it comes to the shear of zechuchis. Tana zechuchis, kedei liftzo bo shnei nimin ka'achas. So he says that it's to cut, glass is to cut two threads at once, okay? That's sechuchis. And then the Mishnah says, tsror o even, kedei lizrok ba'of. So a stone or a pebble, a small piece of wood or a pebble, in order to throw at a bird, or Belazar thinks it's to throw with a behema, throw at an animal. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov is the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Vehu Shemar Geshesba. So that which Rabbi Elazar says is the shear is to throw at an animal and to chase it away, that is when it flees because it feels the stone when you hit it, but it's not sufficient that it's because it's afraid when it sees the stone. It actually has to be large enough that it feels it, and that will cause it to run away or to fly away. To run away. Vekama shiuro, and what is the shear? Tanya Rablazer ben Yaakov Omer Mishkal Asor Zuz, the weight of 10 zuz. And okay, so zunin al lebe midrasha. So you have zunim enter the base medrash. Amar lahu, rabosai avodim shel beis hakiseh shiurim bekama. Let's say stones that you use to wipe yourself. What's the shear? What's the shear? What's the amount? Amar lo, kizayis ko'egos v'chabetza. There are three different stones. One is the shear of a kizayis. One is the shear that olive size. One's the shear of a nut, and one's the shear of an egg. Amar lahu v'chiturtuni yachnis. He says, I don't understand. Like, I'm going to have to, take scales to weigh each size, right? So nivnivigamru malo yad. So they said, okay, it has to be something that a handful of stones, even 4 or 5 stones, whatever you can carry in one hand. So that's malo yad. Okay. So this is what you're allowed to carry into the bathroom. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kezayis Kegos V'chabetza. He says these stones have to be the weight of a Kezayis and Egos or Kabetza. And Shiva Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishum Aviv, that you can carry Melo Hayad, that you can carry a handful of stones. Okay? So by the way, all these things are potentially Muksa, but they are permitted because of Kavod HaBrios. Kavod HaBrios can override a rabbinic prohibition. Inisa Drabbanan. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yotes says that Kavod HaBrios can be docha alota seshiba Torah. And the Gemara, any lav in Torah, that's what it seems on the surface. And the Gemara concludes, no, it only overrides one lav. What lav? The lav of lotasa, which says don't deviate from the words of the rabbis. So what that means is Kavod HaBrios, when the rabbis instituted rabbinic ruling, so they said, well, this doesn't apply if there are Kavod HaBrios considerations. So someone's relieving themselves, they need to wipe themselves afterwards, so that's a Kavod HaBrios issue, so then you're allowed to override the prohibition of Muksa for Kavod HaBrios.
Rabbi, does it make a difference whether it's the size or the weight? Because before we were saying the weight of 10 zuz, and here we're talking about the size of something.
Yeah, so I think there we're talking about for what are you chayav? What is chashuv? What is chashuv? For which you're chayav for the d'oraisa of caring on Shabbos. Here we're talking about what's the maximum amount that you can carry. Not from a hotzah standpoint, not from a caring standpoint, but from a kavod muksa issue, moving muksa, can you bring to your whatever outhouse when you're leaving yourself?
So this is talking about the size.
Yeah, this is talking about size, not weight. Size. The weight issue has to do with the malacha of hotzah caring. This right. is talking about tiltu. Now it's a good clarification. So the Tanar Baran, Shalosh Avarim Mekur Zalos. So let's say you have 3 sharpened stones you can take into the bathroom. Mutalakis Besakis, the Vikamishu, run by Mer America, Ezos, Rabbi Hun America, Beitza. So we have, that's 3-way debate there. Amar Rafam, Barpam Rafkista, Kamachlokas Khan, Kamachlokas Besro. The debate here about the size of the stones is the same debate regarding the smallest size of an esrog that fulfills the mitzvah of esrog of arba minim. Rabbi Meir, it's a nut. Rabbi Huda, it's
kibetza. This price, is it talking about hotzah, or is it talking about muksa?
So I think the bathroom is talking about muksa.
and not Otsar, because Otsar is going to be outside.
Right. This is we're not talking about the Malach of Otsar. We're only talking the Malach of Tilto Muksa. You will not be allowed to override the. You will not be allowed to override the Torah prohibition of Otsar to carry stones to, you know, to use for bathroom issues. You'd have to find a way to get it down to rabbinic prohibition. Okay, so now we're saying that this shear for stones is the same shear for esrogim. So when it says hasam masnisim, there the machlokas by the esrog is learned in the mission. That's known to everyone. Hacha brisa, but this machlokas about the stones is learned in the brisa that not everyone knows. And what is Rav Chista saying that he says, oh, this known machlokas is similar to the unknown machlokas. It should be the reverse. So ela kamachlokas ba'esu kach machlokas kan. So rather, he's saying that just like you have the machlokas by the esrog, so too the machlokas is here. So he's saying this is really like a simon, because if you forget the machlokas of the brisa, right, you'll remember the machlokas of the Mishnah with the esrog. Everyone knows that, because that's a Mishnah that, you know, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi codified. So he's going to say that. So the point is, he's going to say that, you know, just like if you forget the machlokas and the brisa of who says what, remember what they say by the Mishnah, which is known to all. Okay. So the Gemara now continue, and the Gemara explains that there are certain things that they didn't permit to move because of wiping yourself. Amar Vihuda avolo es ha-payes. You can't move the payes. My payes. What is payes? Amar Zera karshine bavli yasa. Different mounds of dirt in Bavel, since it's very crumbly. It doesn't hold together, and therefore it's not good. It's not good to wipe oneself after relieving oneself. So therefore, it's no purpose, so you can't move it on Shabbos. Amar Rava. Rava says also the mashmesh befeha. Also the mashmesh betzror b'Shabbos kederach shemamashmesh b'chol. So he says that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to manipulate with a stone on Shabbos like the way you do on when you're wiping yourself. You can't use you can't wipe yourself with a stone the same way you do it during the week, because you will remove hairs like this. So Maskifla, Marzutra said to him, Listakeni, Are you going to put yourself in danger? Because if you need to go to the bathroom and you don't go to the bathroom, it's a problem. So what he says is kalachar yad. So in other words, you should, when you wipe yourself, you should hold it with two fingers and not with your whole hand, so that you don't remove hairs. You do it in an unusual way, so then that would make it. What he says is the following: if you do it in an unusual way, it won't certainly remove the hairs. Or if it certainly will move the hairs, they permitted it when it's an unusual way because of sakana. That's what the Sfas Emma says. So there are two ways to understand this Gemara, this answer. Rabbi Yana says, Imish Makum Kavula Beis Akisa, if there is a fixed place for a bathroom, so Maloyad, so you're allowed to move many stones with a handful. Ve'im lav, and if it's not fixed, then kehechrea, then you can pick one of these middle shiurim that we said, like an average size stone, medocha, a small mortar, medocha,
a pestle,
shel besamim. So it's a small pestle for spices. So for this, he says, Amara, so this is something that you cannot move. Amara sheshes im yesh alav aid mutter. So if there is some kind of marking or indication that it's already been used in the bathroom, you can move it for the purpose of Shabbos, regardless of its size. So this is a I think is a muksa issue. Okay, so he says that for this, this is a kli shemalachtol iser, and typically you're not allowed to move it. That's what Rashi says. And then he says that if there's some indication that it's also used in the bathroom, so then then you can move it for that purpose on Shabbos. You can't move it to grind spices, but you can move it for the permitted purpose. So Meis face, so Bnei Yeshiva asked on the words of Rav Sheish, yes, Sar Devarim Avinu as only de tachtonios. There are 10 things that cause someone to get hemorrhoids. Beilohena ochel alei kani v'alei gufani v'luvi gufani. Someone who eats these branches of reeds, or grape branches or palm branches, I guess, or vines around the branches that grow around the vine, or morike behema, the meat around the animal that's not smooth, below melach without salt, v'shidro shel dog, spine of a fish, v'dog maliach shel bishel, and a salty fish that wasn't cooked, kol tzarcho, the full amount. V'hasho says shimri yayin v'makech at besidu v'charsis, v'tzorsh kinech bo chaveiro. Or if you drink wine sediments, or if you wipe yourself with lime, or with some kind of crushed earthenware, or crushed brick, or with a rock, a stone that his friend used, or if he sort of stands on his knees and doesn't sit. So what do we see from the Braisa? That if you wipe yourself with something that your friend used, that's not healthy. You get hemorrhoids. So this is a question. Rav Sheish says that if there's a marking that it was used already, you can move it so that you can wipe again. So lokasha habalach ha beyavish. So he says if it's moist, so then there's a danger. But if it's dry, so then apparently it doesn't present the same kind of health dangers. Let's say he only used one side of it, so you can use the other side. And when Rav Sheish says that, it's the opposite. Where there's a danger, it's only, it's a danger in the side that his friend used. But where Rav Sheish says that if there's a marking, it could use to wipe again, that's where it's fit to wipe on the second side. Iboy Seima, another possibility, Hadi Dei Hadi De Chavre. So Sheish, when he says that you can use the marking pestle, that's his opinion, and the Braisa is referring to someone else's. Does that make sense? Someone else's stone.
Someone else's stone.
Right. If you use it, then it's fine. If your friend uses it, it's not fine. Right. Thank you. Amalei Abaye the Rav Yosef Yordu Aleha Kishamim V'Nish Tash Tishu. Amahu, let's say rain fell on the pestle, and the marking got a little obscured. So what do you do? So Amalei Imhaya Rishumal Nikar Mutar. So he says even if its marking is still recognizable a bit, so then it's still permitted. Okay. Boy Mine. Rabba Bar Rav Shila Mirav. Now they're asking about moving stones down for the bathroom. So Rabba Rav Shila asked Rav, Mahu la lo samach Rav Lagad. Is it permissible to bring the stones up to the roof if you go there to relieve yourself? Or is this like too much of a tircha to allow? So Amar Lay, Gado Kavod Abriya Shidochas, it's Lot Se Shabbat Torah. So that's what you said. That Kavod HaBriyos overrides a Lo Taseh Shabbat Torah.
So that's not a Rabbanon, that's the Raisa.
I understand. So here, so what he's, but he's saying here is, What he's saying here is, if you look in Rashi, right, you'll see v'salamta mehem prat lezaken ve'ena lefi kvodo. So this is sort of like a bitul asay, where sometimes it's not like an official love. It says like you're not supposed to, right? That's the case where let's say to do hashava saveda. So if it's ena lefi kvodo, so you're allowed to sort of, if it's ena lefi kvodo, if it's not, you know, if you're an elderly person and you don't have, it's not your kavod to deal with this lost object, you don't have to. So similarly here, he says that the rabbi says v'hachanami tilto drabbanon alav de lo tasser asmachu rabbanon. The rabbis hung there, relied on their rabbinic prohibitions based on lo tasser. And because of kavod abrios, it's nidcha. That's my point. If you look in the Gemara really limits it to a situation of low tussor, which are rabbinic prohibitions. So it could be also, in other words, we find it says there's a special thing for hashava saveda specifically v'hi salamta, which means there's a drasha that there are times that you are allowed to. You're allowed to sort of, you know, ignore the Hashava Saveda, but it's interesting. It's not really that it's like overrides a lotase. It's at the end of the day, it's really only limited to where the Torah clearly gives an exception, or we're talking about the prohibition of lotasor. Yossi Maremar v'kamar lo l'hashmaita. Maremar sat and he said this teaching. Aisve Ravina Lemaremar, Ravina asked Maremar from a Braisa. Rabbi Lazar Omer, no till Adam Kesam May Shalafan of Lachos Boshina. A person can take a wood chip from the ground to toothpick. Omrim Lo Yital I Ella Min Ha Evu Shel Behema. No, you can only take it from the plate that you put before the animal to eat from it. That the chips that are put there for eating for animals, so they are fit from Erev Yom Tov, they're designated, but he holds, the Chachamim say, you can't take one of these wood chips on the ground. So so we see here what? That's a Kavod HaBrios. And so how come it's annoying when you have stuff stuck between your teeth? Why isn't that, say, Kavod HaBrios, and you're allowed to take a wood chip from the ground that smokes? So why don't we allow you to move that? So Hachi Hashto, Simor says, okay. Do you really want to ask, you know, based on this, Hasam, by taking the wood chip? So Adam Kaveh Makom LeSeuda. So a person should have done this. Was a person sort of fixes a place for his meal, and he knows that he's setting up his meal the day before Erev Shabbos, and he knows he should be setting up toothpicks for himself in order to deal with. You shouldn't wait to Shabbos and say, oh, Kavod HaBrios, okay, I can now pick up my toothpicks from the ground and something that's not a, you know, that I didn't designate. But Hacha, Adam Kaveh Makom LeBeis HaKiseh, there's a person, in those days they initially have fixed places to go to the bathroom. Does a person know when he's going to the bathroom? He doesn't know, right? Let's say he's in a place where he walks around and he has to go. So there, that's Kavod HaBrios. In other words, you try to avoid the situation, right? Like halacha l'maisa. Behold, if someone doesn't have if someone doesn't have toilet paper, so we say don't cut in the perforated sections, but you're allowed to cut, you know, on the non-perforated section if you have no other option. Don't we say that is it docha Kavod HaBrios? I'm sorry, shouldn't you say, well, okay, I don't have to cut toilet paper. I don't have to buy tissue paper before Shabbos. I'll just rely on this. No. In our homes, where we have, you know, bathrooms, we should make sure that we cut enough tissues or buy enough tissues, whatever the case is, before Shabbos. If, for example, we run out or whatever, okay, so then we can rely on it. But l'chat chila, we don't allow you to do that. Amar Rav Huna, Aser lifnos lipanos b'stei nir b'Shabbos. So we're talking about, he says, you shouldn't go to the bathroom by a field that was plowed and it's ready to be planted. on Shabbos. My time, Ilema. What's the reason? Ilema Mishum Davsha, that you're ruining the planting and you're damaging your friend. In other words, if you defecate in this area, it's damaging someone else's field. So he says that afilu b'chol nami should be forbidden even during the week. Ve'ela mishum asavim. If you want to say that maybe we're afraid you're going to take stones, that there was grass, and when you pick up the stones, you will detach the grass. V'amar Reish Lakish, which would be a Torah prohibition, that would be kotzer, the melacha of kotzer. So the so he says ve'ela mishu, okay, ve'hamar Reish Lakish tzor shalu ba'asad muntel kanech ba, that Reish Lakish says stones where grass grew on them, you're allowed to wipe with them on Shabbos. V'atol shemana b'Shabbos chayav chatas. He says that if you do it intentionally, then you are chayav chatas. But what do we see from this statement of Reish Lakish, that it's true, if you intentionally do this, so then you're chayav. But if something inadvertently happens, then we hold like Rabbi Shimon. What's all that was Rabbi Shimon hold? Davar she'eino miskavein mutter. When you pick up stones, maybe grass will be detached, maybe it won't. So that's a davar she'eino miskavein. It's not a psik reisha. It won't definitely occur. And therefore, it's permitted to do that. So what's the problem? It's the only problem if you intentionally remove the grass. Ella, dilma nakeit me'iloi v'shalit lisatoi. You might take a stone from the top to wipe with, and you will put it where, like in a mound, in a pit where there's a field. U'mechayev mishum derabban, you are going to be liable by placing the rock in a pit from because of something that Rabba said. What did Rabba say? Dama Rabba haisla guma utumama. Let's say there was a pit, and you covered the pit. But bias chay mishum bona. That's bona. You're building the house. You're leveling the floors. And basada chay mishum choresh. And if you place the dirt, now it's soft. It's fit for planting, and you've leveled the ground. You've prepared it for planting. You'd be chay because of choresh, gufa. So now that we're going to discuss this, which Reish Lakish said. Amar Reish Lakish, tzor she'alu ba'asad mutl kanech ba. Stones that grass grew on it, you are allowed to wipe with on Shabbos. V'atol shemena b'Shabbos chayv chatas. And if you detach the grass from it on Shabbos, intentionally, you're chayv chatas. Amar Papi. Or Papi says, shemamina mid Reish Lakish, we can learn from that which Reish Lakish says, that high parpisa shor l'taltule, a potted plant, you are allowed to pick up on Shabbos, and that's not considered tolish. So why is that? Because since he says you can pick up a stone where there is grass, and we don't say that when you pick up the stone, it's like you're detaching the grass from the ground that nourishes it. So that would seem to indicate that if you have this potted plant, that it's being nourished from there are holes in it, and it's being nourished from the ground, but that is still not considered kotzer. Kotzer is very specific when you when it's actually connected, not merely being nourished from the ground. So Gemara says, Maski flor of Kahana, im amru litzorech, yomru shalol litzorech. He asked that if they said that you're allowed to move the stone where the grass grew on it for the purpose of cleaning oneself, that's covered up rios, they're going to say that you're allowed to move a potted, a flower pot that has a hole, even for no purpose. Because maybe they only permitted it based on kavod habrios. In other words, maybe this halacha about you're allowed to remove the stones and grass grew on the stones, it's being nourished from the ground. Yeah, we allow you to move it, and we allow you to remove the grass from its source of nourishment, but maybe that we're only allowing you to do because of kavod habrios. But if there were no kavod habrios, it would be forbidden. And based on this Rav Papi's statement, he seems to say, no, forget about kavod habrios. We can do it in any case. So Rav Kahana doesn't like Rav Papi's extrapolation from Reish Lakish's did. Omar Abaye says, Parpisa, this flower pot with the hole, Hova Asali da Leimam Be Milsa. Since we're discussing it, let's say something else about it. Hoyamunach Agabe Karka. Let's say that the flower pot was placed on the ground. Vinicho Agabe Yesedos. And you place it on pegs. Michai Mishum Tolesh. So now you're a chayav because of tolesh. Hayamunach agabe yesedos vidicha agabe karka chayav mishum noteya. And if it was placed on pegs and you put on the ground, you are liable for noteya. So why is that? Because if this perforated pot, right, had been placed on the ground and then you picked it up, so then, he says, the roots drew sustenance from the ground. So then you would be chayav for tolesh. And also, if it was on pegs, and it wasn't being nourished from the ground, and then you put it back onto the ground, then you would be chayav because of noteya. Okay? So, Amar Rav Yochanan. So now, the Gemara is going to talk more about cleaning oneself after relieving oneself on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yochanan also lekaneach becheres b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to clean yourself with broken pieces of earthenware on Shabbos. Gemara asks, "My taima, what's the reason why this is forbidden?" So the Gemara says, "Ileima mishum sakara." If you're going to say that the reason why it's forbidden is because of danger, afilu b'chol nami, it should even be forbidden to do so during the week. Ve'ela mishum kshafim. And maybe you can say the reason is because of sorcery. If you're cleaning yourself with the earthenware, that you could be harmed based on kishuf. It's a filu b'chol nami lo. So also during the weekday, you shouldn't clean yourself with this. Ve'ela mishum hasharas nimin. Maybe you're moving the hair from your backside because it's sharp. Davar she'en miskaven. It's unintentional. Amar lahu. Rav Nosson Barosh, and I guess the assumption here is that, right, so Dover Shein Miskaven is Mutter at this point. Right, and so he's saying, Amar Lahu Rav Nosson Bar Oshaya Gava Rav Omar Milsa, a great person said this, name about Taima, so let's try to give a reason, because this is a good halacha. Lomi Bai Bechol Da Aser. Certainly, during the week, you can't clean with an earthenware because of which sorcery? Aval b'Shabbos hol vika toras kliyala, but on Shabbos, because it has a din of a kli, because you can use it to put some water in it, or to shovel the fire, I think he wants to say, right? Lactos bo'or. So to shovel the coals. So shapir dummy, it's good to clean yourself with it. So in other words, better to clean yourself with it as opposed to taking a stone, which is muksa. So kamash v'lan, therefore Rabbi Yochanan has to tell us that's not the case. And even on Shabbos, you should use a stone and you shouldn't use this broken piece of shards. And that's the purpose why he's saying this. Rava Masni La, Rava says it's because of Hasharas Mishum Hasharas Nimin, because you're moving the hair from your backside. The Kasha laid Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan. It's a question of Yochanan. Mir Rav Yochanan also lekaneach becheres b'Shabbos. Does Rav Yochanan say that you're not allowed to clean yourself with a piece of earthenware on Shabbos because of moving your hair? Ama, we see Davar Sheinu Miskaven Aser. We see that he must hold that it's forbidden. But he holds halachas like a stam mishnah. Tanan, nazir chofef umefas face of a lo sorek. And we find that what? That Rabbi Yochanan holds like a stam mishnah. What does the stam mishnah say? That a nazir is allowed to smooth out the hairs of his head and he's allowed to separate them. And if hair falls out, we're not, and it's unintentional, we're not concerned because davar sheni miskaven mutter. He can't comb it, because then it will, for sure, hairs will fall out. That's a psik reshe. But what do we see from here? Rav Yochanan holds davar sheni miskaven mutter. So how can you say the reason of Rav Yochanan why you can't clean yourself is because hairs might fall out? If hairs might fall out, he said it's mutter. So ella mechavarta kidrav nasan bar oshaya. So rather, the better answer is like Rav Nasan bar oshaya, that it's either a case of danger or it's an issue of sorcery. So the Gemara asks, what's the sorcery business talking about? Mike Shuffin, what's the sorcery? What's the concern? Ki hadrav chisa rav arafuna ha havu ka'azle ba'arba. They were going by boat. Amra lahu ahi matranisa, this chashiv, this very important non-Jewish woman said, osvan ba'adaychu, take me with you in the boat. Velo osvuha. I guess they didn't. Well, they didn't want to take her. Like she wanted them to sit with her, and they didn't want to let her sit with them. So once they did the Amra e Milsa, she said some sorcery, some incantation, Asarta la Arba, and she basically stopped the boat. So Amru Inu Milsa, so they said something, Shayuha, and it got unstopped. So then Amru Lahu, she said to them, Maya Velucho, what can I do to you? Because I can't harm you. Delo Mikaneach Lahu Bechaspa, because I can't harm you because you don't clean yourself with an earthenware shard. I guess because if they would, then she can use sorcery against them. Velo Kati Lahu Kina Amnaichu. And also, you do not kill lice on your garments. I guess that's also something. Velo shalif lechu yarkav achil lechu makisha de asir gina. And you also do not pull out a vegetable, eat it before you untie the bundle that was tied by the gardener. So apparently, if you do any of these three things, there's some danger of witchcraft. So what do we see from here? So we see that is the issue of witchcraft in using a piece of cheres, a shard, an earthenware shard. Okay?